Then when I come along, I wanted to learn the piano. They had an organ, so next thing we knew, here I come home from school, there was a piano there and the organ was gone. You could make the best thunder and lightning you ever heard on those. Mother never said a word, but Earl around the teacher come in and tell us off. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we both got to take lessons. If I went, then they let Della. But it's kind of hard when you get the difference in ages to start them at the same time. We went the same place, you know, for our lessons.
How old were you when you started piano?
About 10. Mm-hmm. She and Della would be 8, mm-hmm. and that was too much a difference. She didn't like it like I wanted to.
How many years did you take?
Oh, I was about 14.
Wow.
I was going to Weber. I ended up with Hinchcliffe, Lester Hinchcliffe.
Uh-huh.
And he was teaching at Ogden High at the time. And I had just started to see Weber. And he said, well, there's one thing I think I ought to show you, is how to play at church. I don't like the way a lot of people are playing the hymns. You know, they go like this instead of making the tone, each one, distinct. Now, on an organ, you put you down, but you kind of sort from one key to the other. But on a piano, it's definitely. And that's what I noticed at President Rich's funeral. They had one of the sons play for a song, and then he also played one written, or partly written, by his brother Richard Rich. But the strength of his fingers, you could hear it. And I hadn't heard anyone for a long time that had that much strength. Because in a piano, it's your touch that gives you the, besides the pedal. But on an organ, you have all different things you pull out for different tones.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to practice on the reed organ a little bit. That was fun, putting your knees this way, pump it back and forth while you pedal up and down with an organ. So we got to Ammon, they just had an organ in the Early Society room, and I wasn't the regular organist, but several times I played, and finally the ladies of the Early Society decided to buy a piano, and they bought a piano, but they kept it in the same room. And then the gal who was the regular chorus, or the organist, she took the piano. Some of them said, oh, have the piano and the organ together on some of these. But she would never touch the organ. Anyway, we had fun with it.
That sounds neat. Well, in the other family, Olive was the artist and had training. Was there anybody in Anna's family that was artistically inclined?
Della.
That's right, Della.
I started out, but my mother... Mother, listen, my dad and the teacher spoiled the whole thing because I'd had music a lot and it was the only two we could have, music or art. And so, of course, I could see now, as a kid, I should have found out what we were going to have and then asked Dad for a lump sum for 2-3 weeks. But you see, we only did one thing at a time and that was done. Then I have to go back to Dad and only coming every other night. That when he did come, we always was asking him for money. And trying to get it out of him is an event. He wanted us to learn, but I don't know if he thought so much about that or not. So I did well. I learned all the different combinations of colors, and we had to make those, and what made them up, and then they brought out, and I found out why they start them out with flowers or vases.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that they started on first was the Oriental Poppy, the real red one. And you look inside, and from the center, they have a little dark, four on each side, it goes around the center. In a dark color, but it's kind of iridescent, like a combination of colors that shines. And she showed us how to look at it so we could tell, and how to make clouds. You don't make them just cloudy or just white. You have to learn to look at it and see how it's intermingled to make it even and smooth. I learned a lot. But we had Virginia Scowcroft in our class. She didn't do half as good as the kids, but see, she was a Scowcroft. So she was given favors and stuff, and I thought, the heck with this teacher, and then with Dad having the conniption, because I was asking so much for some money. It wasn't big amounts, but it was money every time he come. And that's, of course, he should have decided that to start with. So he would have had it all one evening, say, the kids come. But when each one goes, each time he comes, I guess he got tired of it. But heck's sake, he's the one that had the kids, not us.
That's right.
But anyway, Della has done a lot of work with it. She's done some paintings. Now, West, when he died, the professors of religion got together and they had a photograph of Wes, and then they had it painted around. Some of it was kind of a pale green, some assorted colors, and they gave it to Darlene. Well, Marie thought she should have had one, since she's the mother. So she wants to let Darlene, and Darlene didn't want her to take it because I guess she's afraid she wouldn't get back maybe, but anyway. And she brought it up to Della, and they finally got the photograph off so it could have it. And Della looked as close as she could, but she to make one quite similar with that background. And it was a little different. There was many slightly different shades and stuff. But she got it pretty near to what they had. It was really beautiful. And she's done it on Mother's stuff when she died, and different ones, pictures of the family, and she'd ask others to let them try, but they wouldn't do it.
I understand this LeConte Stewart that just passed away was Della's art teacher.
Oh, is he dead now?
Yes, he just passed away not too long
ago. Oh, that was so sad. I mean, Della, see, she had, she had him. And he was very much interested in showing her, because she had a real time for it. And she was telling LeConte Stewart that when we had gone back to Earl's graduation in Chicago when he got his medical degree, that as we came back on the DNRG to the camp, we came to Castle Rock. That's near Price. And it looked just like a castle. And she was telling him about it. Oh, he says, I've got a picture I've painted myself. He brought it out and showed her. And he says, you can have it for $20. And that's a steal for a man of his quality.
I should say.
That's right.
But
with
see, he
now.
Wasn't quite that far yet, but he's there. And anyway, Dad says, $20 for a picture? And he wouldn't get it for it. I just felt so bad and wished that I had had the money. Because never again would you ever get the cotton store.
That's right, for $20.
And Della was good at her colors. And I found out when I did stuff, I was pretty good too, but I wasn't going to go back and compete with so-and-so and my dad. If I'd just had a monthly amount, then it wouldn't have been so bad on either one of us. Oh, we made a lot of stuff. A lot of colors and paints and stuff. And I guess when I got married, I didn't take them with me. So when Byron took over, everything went in the fire. Bonfire in the yard.
Well, and then you continued with your needlework, your embroidery, and stuff like that. You were always
good
with that.
Well, and I figured too, Joy, flowers. When we had a chance to have all the flowers we wanted that we could pick, sell, give away, and still have the yard full, and in the house all over, you learn colors, and I learned a lot of that from the artwork I'd had, the combination. And so we had something blooming from the spring to fall in Ammon. The yard was beautiful. We'd look out and see there's somebody in our yard showing somebody's visitors or theirs what it looked like. They'd go up and see a plain old yard with a dog pen here, one of the trees cut up and logs over here. Everything's gone. And then the guy said, oh, when you was with us, you probably didn't notice it, but they said, oh, but I worked hard, and I planted 500 tulips up here in the front. And you know, I want to say, what in the hell did you do with all the belts you dug up? There were thousands of them, of different kinds back there. And he thought 500 was a lot. I already had some tulips, so small baby irises combined, like a purple iris with the yellow tulip that came on about the same time. And then I made wreaths for funerals out of different colors in our garden. One lady had a beautiful basket, and she'd come over and want me to do it. So I had these specific delphiniums, and they're tall flowers like this. And you put them up, and I made kind of a fan as a background. And we had some Madonna lilies, and they were kind of whitish, kind of cream colors. And I got both those, and I mixed here with this pretty blue, different shades of blue. They now have one in pink, but they didn't then. Then I put a big bouquet there. Well, I happened to go up to the cemetery when this lady put this on the grave, and she didn't wait until after, she waited until the dedicatory prayer, and she didn't even wait for the family to leave. And she goes up, turns her basket tied down, takes her basket home. And I thought, oh Lord, all that work for nothing. She could have given me the flowers, I'd take them back and put them in. But I didn't go get them then, because the family may have wanted some, but well, they wanted flowers off of the grave rather in a container or something. See, they had mostly wreaths at that time, not containers like they do now. They did have basket types. I got about 3 baskets. I made one for Gwen or so here with irises, the different colors, making a fan shape, and it was pretty. I won a prize for one of those at Idaho Falls.
Really? That's great.
Gwen says, I think you ought to do it. And, oh, I was bashful about that. He says, you fix it, and I'll take it in.
That's a special talent, I think, to arrange flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a special talent to arrange flowers.
Very hard to do it right.
Well, you have to kind of like it. Like, they said, how do you get your husband to work out there? And I said, he has to like it or he wouldn't do it.
Right.
If they don't like it, they won't. Emma wouldn't do anything. There was a thing around, and these pill flowers and things, quick as she put them down, wondered what happened to them. Oh, dear.
Well, I think we better go. We're taking up your whole afternoon, and
you've got
you want to rest before you go to dinner.
You've got your dinner coming up, so.
Well, we could just sit down.